the ocean of dua.
In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll adopt a thematic approach towards supplication, and we'll have a look at supplication from the point of view of different verses of the Holy Quran, and we'll also have a look at some parts of the transmitted supplications as well as the whispered prayers. So stay with us. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad wa ajil listeners, as you were previously with us, we had a look at the concept of supplication in the previous episodes, and in the previous episodes specifically, we discussed the rationale behind supplication. Now, the history of supplication is as old as the history of mankind, and this is rather simple, I assume. This is because man is always in need of different sorts of supplications, and has constantly felt deep from inside that he needs a kind of strong support. Never in the history of mankind has a man been negligent of the concept of the initiator of the creation. The researches show that even in the oldest phases of human history, temples have been among the undeniable facts and aspects of lives. Even at the time when man was not able to conceive the concept of an everlasting initiator of the creation and erroneously resorted to gods for help, he used to combine his adventurous life with hope. So the concept of hope, the need of mankind to be hopeful, to get along with the challenges and different hardships of everyday lives, made him to be connected to supplication from the early days. Now, the secret of the foundation of existence is the mere relation with the Creator. And this is the most natural secret of existence. It is as if the secret of the existence of our tongues is in its continuous asking God, the Almighty, for the continuation of His favors. This means that the characteristics, that the features of each creature are its connection with the Absolute Rich, whose very existence is constantly dependent on His favors and blessings. So all the existence is a tongue, which always asks Almighty God for its continuity. This is the best kind of similitude that we can bring up. This is because if at any fraction of a second, He subhanahu wa ta'ala decides to cut off His favors, everything, literally everything, becomes null and void. Thus, God has said, وَإِن مِّن شَيْءٍ إِلَّا عِنْدَنَا خَزَائِنُهُ. There is not a thing, but with us are the treasures of it. وَمَا نُنَزِّلُهُ إِلَّا بِقَدَرٍ مَعْلُومٍ. And we do not send it down, but in a known measure. God has also said, إِن يَشَأْ يُذْهِبْكُمْ وَيَأْتِ بِخَلْقٍ جَدِيدٍ. If He pleases, He will take you off and bring a new creation. And all this indicates our absolute poverty before God's absolute richness.
Why do we make supplication? And why do we call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is it because God is not aware of our needs? God is Al-Alim. He knows all of our needs. Is it because God needs convincing? God is known as Al-Jawad. He is the source of generosity. Then why am I making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The dua is a journey of realizations. When a person goes to the ocean and he takes with him a bucket that can carry 4 liters of water, the ocean is infinite. In as much as your vessel is large, that is the amount of water that the ocean will give you. And therefore, our goal is to expand our capacity. Rumi has a very beautiful poem. He says, "Har khujo mushkil javab onjo ravad." Wherever there is a problem, that is where the answer will come. Har khujo keshti ab onjo ravad. Wherever there is a vessel, that's where the water will come. Ab kamju tishnagi avar bedas. Don't go seeking for water. Instead, create the thirst within you. Ta beju shad ab az. So that the water may burst forth from above and from below you. Experience that realization that you need God, and the mercy of God will come towards you.
It's not a dream, this is so true. And we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable. Knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
Now, dear listeners, having a look at these two verses of the Holy Quran. In min shay'in illa indana khaza'inu. There is not a thing but with us are the treasures of it. And also this verse, in yasha' yudhibkum wa ya'ti bi khalqin jadid. If he pleases, he will take you off and bring a new creation. Regarding these two verses, we understand that this is a kind of innate begging for assistance. And this is known as some researchers call du'a takwini, or the Genesis supplication. Of course, as asking for existence is creational, it is also applicable to other creatures. For instance, a child born to a mother asks God with its lips, mouth, and its digestive system for suitable food and nourishment. Man too, in accordance with his creation, asks Allah for food, medicine, clothing, and all other needs. In answer to this creational supplication, God says, and he gives you all of what you ask him. And this is the point. The existence depends in all its aspects, in all its parts, on him. Literally, on supplication. The existence is among the necessary assets from which all the creatures benefit. Of course, in philosophy, sometimes this relationship is interpreted as dominated by effects or non-causative when our discussion deals with the creation and existence. And it is interpreted as causative where the existence is already before the creator. Sometimes it is interpreted as in a state of being created and in a state of being feasible, that the person who practices supplication is controlled by Almighty God. So each one of these expressions is used in a specific sphere of philosophy and should be observed, taking everything into consideration. This is, in other words, what we refer to as the relative definition of supplication. However, man has unfortunately been negligent of this very close relationship, and since he erroneously thinks that God arranges the things and events that and that man does not have any freedom of action whatsoever, he has not grasped the true meaning of supplication. And that's the point. Of course, it should be known that one of the virtues of man is his realization of the absolute domination of God Almighty over the whole creation, and he must realize that there is no power except in God, and that any movement is made possible only through his determination, but at the same time, he is the very one who has told us to refer to him through supplication. Thank you for staying with us, dear listeners. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parsetoday.ir. Until the next program, take care and goodbye. Don't let me go astray, 'cause I need